Hi, this is a dictation for Deon Sykes, D-E-O-N-S-Y-K-E-S. Date of birth is 12-24-1969, date of accident 12-30-2022, and date of service is 3-16-2023. The patient arrives with the ongoing issues, the date of service will be 4-18-2023. The patient reports, once again, the date of service is 4-18-2023, not 3-16, and he marked it wrong, actually. And the patient reports that he has had MRIs on the spine and various x-rays, CT scan of the brain, as well as EMG of the right of the lower extremities at Henry Ford Hospital and VA Hospital. We have requested a release, and we were able to obtain the release. Patient reports that his headaches are improving with medication. They are completely relieved, and he, according to him, the ears are ringing, but there is no associated nausea or vomiting. Most of the pain in the head is in the occipital region, and sometimes it shoots to the vertex. It is lasting for a few hours and sensitive to light. Only rarely he has a dizziness and vertigo at this time, but ringing in the ear is continuous, although he can drive all right. And he has some amount of forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, and spots in the vision, leading to his inability to be able to work. He has no anxiety, depression, or panic at this time. Pain level, pain is reported in the upper back, mid back, lower back to the tune of 5 or 7. But he, his problem in the MRI is shown at T12, L1, where the disc is herniated, and L4, L5, where the disc is bulging with the L5 nerve root involvement on the left side. The areas that are reported affected are from 7 to 10 as follows. The patient reports that 50% improvement are achieved since the time of accident until today with the, all kinds of therapies and chiropractic, acupunctures, and etc. The patient reports that his mood, work, relationship with other people, and enjoyment of life are affected 10. The general activity is affected 8. Walking ability 7. Sleep is affected 7. For the rest of the system review, please review the chart for the additional changes in the rest of the history. Please review the chart. Substance abuse and compliance history, please review the chart. Physical examination reveals the blood pressure is 101 over 38, pulse is 78, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam will come from previous visit, which is 03-16-2023. Dictation number is 0316-115. Please only do the general review. The musculature exam as well as the musculoskeletal examination and an extremities examination. The diagnosis remains the same. Plan is as follows. We reviewed the records from Henry Ford Hospital as well as from the VA Hospital. Various MRIs are included, and here is a history. The significant difference is that the patient has a positive L5 nerve root at the left side in the EMG that was found to be positive. In the MRI, for lumbar spine was found positive for T12, L1 disc herniation and L4, L5 nerve root compression and disc bulging. The MRI for the thoracic spine and cervical spine are partly positive for degenerative findings, degenerative issues in the cervical and lumbar spine. And MRI of the chest showed some lesion in the left anterior chest wall that is being evaluated by VA hospital. In the cervical spine MRI, there was an asymmetric hypertrophic arthropathy resulting in mild right and left foramen stenosis, small paracentral osteophytes. In C4-5, there is a central posterior disc protrusion. With the paracentral osteophyte, there is a minimal effacement of ventral aspect of the cord with no significant spinal canal stenosis. At C4, C5, and 6, paracentral osteophytes are seen with no significant spinal canal stenosis. Asymmetric hypertrophic arthropathy results in severe bilateral foramen stenosis. At C6 and 7, central posterior disc protrusion minimally effaces the ventral aspect of the cord with no significant spinal canal stenosis. C7 and T1 is normal. C1, C2 is normal. C2 and C3 is normal. With this findings, patient was advised that he will benefit from lumbar epidural steroid injection times 4 as well as cervical spine epidural injection times 4. And his chance for going for surgical repair is minimal. There was no finding about the shoulder MRIs that I'm still investigating. If I find them, then appropriate treatment management will be conducted. His CT scan of the brain was normal. I have referred him to neuropsych evaluation, and he's continuing his acupuncture as well as chiropractic treatment. He has been advised about yoga exercise, stretching of the spine by jumping on a high bar. And for the neck, he has been provided a cervical traction device. At this time, patient is understanding all the treatment protocols once he provides the consent. After he reviews with all the doctors, I'll be more than happy to provide him the further treatment. Thank you.